The Massachusetts legislature this session approved an economic development bill that includes millions of dollars in grants and tax breaks to benefit businesses that create jobs. It launched a new industry in casino gambling. Lawmakers took preliminary steps to rein in health care and energy costs. There were no tax increases. Alan Blair, president of the Western Massachusetts Economic Development Council, says the legislature was proactive in a number of areas seen as business-friendly.
And so I would have to say that this year's been a pretty successful year for the legislature.
At the same time, Blair said the legislature did not act on several proposals opposed by business interests. Bills to mandate paid sick leave for workers and to expand the bottle deposit law, for example, were left to die when the clock ran out on the two-year legislative session.
Things that just complicate the regulatory environment, make us less competitive as a state with other places with whom we compete. And the legislature is paying a lot of attention to that economic development and competitive filter that they have to have when they do what they do.
The legislature passed a sweeping economic development bill that includes millions in grants and tax breaks to launch startup companies and encourage them to stay and grow in Massachusetts. It includes $5 million to train people with the skills employers say are in demand. It also creates a $50 million research fund. Ed Blagojevski, spokesman for UMass Amherst, said that money will be used by research institutions to seek matching grants.
It's getting much more competitive. Other states have now started to take us on in Massachusetts, and they've adopted strategies such as this, which Massachusetts has not had in regard to the matching grants.
State Senator Gail Kandaris of Wilbraham, who chairs the legislature's Joint Committee on Economic Development, said the legislature also took steps to make it easier for people to do business in Massachusetts.
We want to simplify not only permitting, we extended permits for people who had them, who got caught up in the recession and their financing got hung up. We've simplified processes in terms of economic development with agencies and state agencies. So we're trying to create one-stop shopping here.
Republican State Senator Michael Knappick of Westfield said the legislature enacted a number of good programs and initiatives to help businesses, but should be doing more to help where it counts on the bottom line.
And we've got the highest health care costs in the nation, the highest energy costs in the nation, some of the most stringent regulations around the environment and permitting. And those are the issues that, you know, that's the other side of the story. And we've said this in the debates this spring, that that's where we need to focus in 2014 and 13.
The health care cost containment bill signed by Governor Patrick last week will make health care costs more predictable for businesses because it limits annual cost increases to the overall economic growth rate. The state will give a tax break to businesses for setting up employee wellness programs. The bill also changes the system for assessing penalties on businesses if too few of their employees sign up for employer-provided health insurance. A new energy law requires competitive bidding by utilities on renewable energy contracts, a practice business leaders say will get ratepayers a better deal on their electricity costs. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.